It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer this afternoon. And we'd like to welcome Miranda Dawn and Chris Hawks, known collectively as Dawn and Hawks. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
They're doing a special Valentine's evening show at the Cactus Cafe Sunday night, which happens to be Valentine's Day evening. So, and since you two are a pair, it's sort of copacetic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's ask you to do a song, and then we can talk a little bit after that.
Okay.
So thanks for coming in today. Dawn and Hawks, live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
Your eyes are the color of summer in the deep blue ocean. Your eyes are the color of summer in the deep blue ocean. Oh, 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 oh. Your eyes. Oh, 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 oh. Your eyes. Eyes are the color of morning before the sunrise. Your eyes are the color of morning before the sunrise. Your eyes. Summer in the deep blue ocean. Your eyes are the color of summer in the deep blue ocean. Oh, 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 oh. Your eyes. Oh.
Some beautiful harmonies there, courtesy of Dawn and Hawks, and a tune called Your Eyes. So when did you find out that the two of you can create these harmonies together? How did that come about?
We were sitting around a song circle, and my dad was part of the song circle, actually, and he asked me to sing a song that only he had probably ever heard. And so I started playing it, and Chris and I had just barely met. We met dancing before this, and he started coming to the song circle regularly. And then, so I was playing this song my dad asked me to play, and Chris picked up a guitar and started singing harmonies like he knew it, and there's no way he could have known it. And he turned to me and he was like, "Have you recorded that song?" And I said, "No, and I don't think I will without your harmonies." And I didn't know that he had been studying recording and engineering since he was a teenager. And so he was like, "I want to record it." And so we did. We put it together. And then I wondered if that was a fluke and if our voices could do that again. And It wasn't. We've been doing it ever since.
So what was the song?
That one was called Forever Happily, and we actually submitted it to the Kerrville Folk Festival New mm-hmm. Folk Competition shortly after that, and won us a spot on their stage, which was great.
All right. And you've also been on a larger stage than that with The Voice a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was a crazy whirlwind, yeah, TV
yeah.
land.
Yeah, what was, for being, I guess, kind of low-key and folkies to be on a show like that, what was that experience like?
It was a little weird. It was a little bit like summer camp part of the time, but then it was also, if you've ever been like an extra on a movie set, it was very like that, where it's hurry up and wait, and you know, when you're on camera, everything's got to be, you know, everything's real intense. But then in between, it's a long time between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they originally emailed us and invited us to be a part of it as a duo, everything logically in my mind said, no, this, we probably shouldn't be on TV. We're not TV stars at all. And I fully expected them to send us home. But somewhere in my gut, it was telling me we should do this. We should just take this adventure. And so we followed that. And it's been a fun ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really knocked it out of the park. I mean, I was watching it a little while ago. And so was that, you just had one crack, there was no doing it over kind of thing?
Yeah, we did three rounds, but it's, you know, it's like a TV competition. So they like pair you up against other musicians, which is funny to me because that's, music to me has never felt competitive. On when you're on the same stage, you're collaborative.
Right. The worst critique they gave us was that we seemed like we were too much a part of the, like we were background singers, like we were trying
collaborating
to be.
Too much.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
That's what we do, though.
Yeah, cool.
And you did a Beatles song.
Yes.
For that
you can't go wrong with the Beatles.
Yeah.
That's true. That was great.
Exactly. We're here with Dawn and Hawks, and they're going to be playing a special Valentine's Day show on Sunday evening at the Cactus Cafe, and you can get information and tickets at cactuscafe.org. So, what's the songwriting process for the two of you? Do you write separately and come together, or do you sit down together? How does that work?
The answer to that is yes, because it's a little different every time. It's before we titled our last record Yours and Mine, we were going to call it Yours, Mine, and Ours, because it's a very much like the process is sometimes individual, and then sometimes it's very together, and all in between. One of us will have a song idea, and the other will collaborate and kind of help through it. And then sometimes we'll actually sit down and say, "Let's write a song together," and we'll do that. And some of the best tunes come out that way too.
Right. I imagine it's like playing sports, although I've never played sports. It's kind of like I feel like I toss a ball and say, "Go long," and he catches it and finishes the lyric. You know.
So. Do you start with lyrics, or does somebody come with a? With a, you know, a melody or something.
The answer to that is yes too.
Also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes it is an instrumental idea, and then sometimes it'll be almost purely lyrical. Sometimes we write in the car like that. Mm-hmm. We'll come up with lyrical ideas in the car and just pounding, you know, just like tapping on the steering wheel and singing a melody, and then find the chords later. So it varies a lot.
We're
just
kind of chipping away at the same piece of marble and figuring out what the structure is beneath. And luckily his like soundscape in his mind is the same as mine, and I feel like mine is in his, and so we're sort of seeing the same vision without having to explain it to each other.
We like a wide variety of music, but mm-hmm. it's interesting because we have the same like common things about what we like about all those different types of music, you know.
So it seems to work pretty well then.
Yeah, it works. We're lucky.
Yeah. Miranda Dawn, Chris Hawks. You mentioned the album that came out at the kind of the tail end of last year called Yours and Mine. That's mm-hmm. your first album together, right?
Mm-hmm. First full length.
Yeah.
We released an EP in 2012, but that one was, I think we didn't realize how much of a thing this was going to be. We thought Dawn and Hawks would be our side to our solo projects. Mm-hmm. And so we were just sort of playing with sounds on that first EP. And this full length that came out in October is more collective. Oh, this is what we sound like together. We've sort of figured it out now.
So we got that cohesive thing down. Yeah. Oh,
good. Nothing like cohesion on Valentine's Day. So
I'd
like to see you out at the Cactus Cafe. Should be a nice show. We get you to do another one?
Sure.
Sure. Let me turn up real quick.
We'll show some of our Texas roots on this next one. We're doing another love song.
I've been searching forever. us blind forever. And now I see you. I need to know, could you love me too? 'Cause I'm gonna love you forever.
Dawn and Hawks live in Studio 1A. Miranda Dawn, Chris Hawks, and a tune certainly good for Valentine's called Love You Forever.
Yeah.
And no doubt they'll be performing that Sunday night at the Cactus Cafe, along with a lot of other stuff, maybe even some tunes from their new album or their recent album.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to close out the live portion of the broadcast, and Dawn and Hawks are going to do another tune, and the entire session will be up on our website at kutx.org, probably within about 24 hours. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, our engineers, and thanks to Dawn and Hawks for coming in and sharing their lovely music with us here on KUTX.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, best of luck, and we'll see you at the Cactus on Sunday.
Sounds good.
It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.